Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2016. From braille displays to video magnifiers, we're bringing you the dish on the hottest new products, apps, and more. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Are you willing to share your skills and knowledge of the workplace as a person who is blind or visually impaired? Become an AFB Career Connect mentor and help job seekers find their path to success. Sign up today at www.careerconnect.org.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We're here at CSUN 2016, and I have found an Android phone, a simple Android phone from a company called Blind Shell. Daniel Novak is here to tell me all about it. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you.
So tell me what we have here.
So we've got a mobile phone for visually challenged people, especially designed for elderly.
Okay, so it is based, you took an existing Android phone, but you changed the interface quite a bit. It's very simple, so explain what you've done.
Exactly. Currently, our software is running on a Samsung phone. However, we did a highly optimization. We changed the operating system beneath, and over the existing operating system, we implemented a very simplified user interface. You need just only four gestures to control the whole mobile phone. Tapping to the left or tapping to the right, you are moving backward or forward in the top menu. If you would like to go inside of some menu, you need to press one finger long. If you would like to come out, you need to press two fingers at the same time, again, a little bit longer.
Okay. Can we hear the phone?
Oh yeah. So I will give you some demonstration.
Okay. Turn it up a little bit so we can. There we go.
Volume 7.
Perfect.
Okay. Now I'm tapping to the right.
Messages 2 of 9. Contacts 3 of 9.
And you're going down through the menu.
Exactly. If you would like to go inside, long press one finger.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Media player 1 of 11.
These are all.
Last song 1 of 4.
These are all apps that you have designed.
Yes. So apart from the basic functionalities like call or messaging, there are more sophisticated functions.
Mm-hmm.
For example, color recognition, currency recognition, magnifying glass integrated, book reader, Bookshare.
So these are all on the device here. These are all that you apps that either you've written or you found or that work on this device, then, right?
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Right. And we are now selling in 10 countries across Europe, having 13 language mutations, including Hindi and Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
It's our first time in the United States, and we are looking for distributors, NGO, school, and angels to help us.
So you have this running on a particular Samsung phone. What are people buying? Are they buying the software, or are they buying the entire package, the phone with the software already included?
Currently, we are selling a package,
okay,
including software and hardware together.
And where you do sell that, how much are you charging for it?
Initial guess is about $350.
Okay. Yeah, and obviously, right now it's in some other countries. So if someone wanted to, which version of Android is it running for one? And can people put on their own apps if they wanted to?
Okay, so now the current version is 4.4 KitKat.
Mm-hmm.
The system is closed. So we are offering only our adapted applications that I was speaking about. And if you would love, you can exit the system and you can switch to Talkback if you wish.
Okay, there's a way to do that.
Yeah, this is a way, there's a special feature.
But that's not your target. You are going after the simple smartphone, right? You're not targeting the geek, the techie people as much, right?
Exactly. We are targeting really elderly people, 50 plus, that need a very simplified solution.
Is there magnification features on here as well, or is it just
speed
reading?
Yes, there is a magnification tool. You are, again, using the camera of the phone for zooming in and zooming out the text.
Okay. Any braille support? Or?
We are working on integrating the braille keyboards using the Bluetooth.
Okay. So what you mentioned the apps. We saw a couple of them. Which apps are on the I saw the media player and contacts. So what are some of the other apps that are included?
Like voice recorder, calendar, taking notes, calculator.
Is there email and web?
Email, we are preparing the email. We are preparing the web browser. What is nice feature that if you are connected to Wi-Fi, you can get an update for free. So after the summer, voice control will be released, new email client will be released.
And you'll be, and you'll, people will get free updates of the software.
Exactly. As long as free updates all the time.
It. Sure.
Yeah.
Perhaps some of them might be, it might be newer versions of Android too, or are you going to stick with 4.4 for now?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. If the new versions are released, then no problem. Everything will be work fine.
Okay. So obviously it's not available here in the U.S. yet, but it's available other places and people might want to get more information about it. So what's your website and what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Please visit www.blindshell.com. Here you can see all the places that we are selling, and hopefully in 2 or 3 months there will be more dealers in the United States.
Great. Hey, thank you so much for showing this to us. We really appreciate it.
Ah, with pleasure. Thank you very much.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.